You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Oh, I'm so excited about this little download that I'm receiving. I don't know if I've ever called it a download before, but I'm sitting here asking Spirit, what shall we talk about? And this is a new topic, and it's all about your spiritual gifts, your psychic gifts, your intuitive gifts, your instinctual gifts, whatever you would like to call it. Essentially, it's all the same. I guess we could get further into detail. But your gifts. Now, I always talk about how I can help others with their own lives. That's sort of who I am and what I do as a self-help psychic. I'm tapping in and I help you with your own life and basically how you can help yourself. Rather than receiving messages from loved ones, I focus on receiving messages for you and tapping into your own higher being and what that looks and feels like. That's usually how I work. But this time, I guess it's still the same, huh? Now that I'm thinking about it. This time I want to talk about your own psychic gifts. I have given readings to other psychic mediums. Oh gosh, I don't even know how many times. Multiple times. I also work in my own circles with other women and men with our own psychic gifts as well. The beautiful and fun thing is that you're listening to this, so this is meant for you. That's the intention here. Is that you also have this gift in your own way. Now, how you want to utilize it, if you want to utilize it, is a whole different story. If you're listening to this, you are 100% intuitive. That's no doubt about it. But are you actually using that intuition? I bet you are. Maybe you don't believe that you are. Or maybe you're a little apprehensive, which it doesn't matter how far along we are in this path. There's always a little bit of apprehension here and there. You eventually get to a point where you feel really good about what's happening. But when you first start off, there's lots of apprehension when you're working on your gifts, when you're working on your intuition. Spirit wants me to tell you a quick story about when I first started. Yada, yada, yada. It'll be interesting. I'm trying to think of where I want to start this because I started working with two psychic mediums in Cincinnati, Ohio, Rose and Joanne. They are excellent mediums, and their family, Joanne's family, was her aunts were also mediums. And then I'm trying to think of Rose's story. I can't quite remember if her or anyone in her family were a medium as well. You can come at it from like, oh, your family members were psychic mediums or they had these intuitive gifts, and so you know that you do as well, but you don't have to know that information to use these gifts. So for example, my own grandma told me when she was a little girl, her grandma read cards. But they weren't allowed to talk about it. There were people that would come in, they would sit at this table, and she had cards, and no one was ever allowed to say anything. And that is so fascinating. And I'm like, man, if I could get my hands on those cards, I wish that they were still out there, and I wish that someone still has them and they give them to me. I'm putting that out into the ethers. Perhaps my great aunt has them or someone. Anyways, you don't have to have a family member to initiate or to tap into this gift of yours. It's really just a curiosity. Oftentimes, when we experience a lot of struggle when we're younger, that is an indicator that you indeed have this gift, and that you are to be sharing it with the world. Now, it depends on what you want to do and how you want to use it. I know a lot of healers, Reiki practitioners, or pranic healers, they also receive intuitive information when they're working with their clients. You could be a nurse, you could be a teacher, you could be a nanny, you could be a mom. All of these roles, they too are intuitive as well. A lot of times we don't really know how we know, we just know. And that in itself is a form of clairvoyance. I believe it's clairsentience. I'm trying to think. That's clairfeeling. Claircognizance is just knowing. It's just a knowing. Not even know how you know. You just know. So it gets to that point. And now I feel like I'm rambling, but that's okay. So I feel like what's happening is Spirit is encouraging you to begin to explore your own gifts, however they arise. So I was drawn into this world probably, 25 years ago at least. I went into a bookstore and I remember there being one singular tarot deck on the shelf. Now, just last night, I went into Barnes & Noble, and there's probably over 100 tarot and oracle decks on the shelf. So more and more and more of the world is recognizing the use of these cards. I do tap into the card decks without purchasing them, and I feel like, along with everything else that's being created in this world, some of them, again, along with books or along with material, along with furniture, whatever it is, a lot of it's being created just because it can be created. But what we want to do is be really intentional with what we are creating and what we are saying and the energy that we are projecting out into this world, because it makes a difference. It makes a positive difference, or it can make a not so positive difference. So we want to be mindful as best as we can with what we're saying to others. I remember before I started this work, you know, my friends and my family would ask me my opinion, and I would be so hesitant to say anything because my own mind was getting in the way. And my own experiences, my own blocks, whatever it was getting in the way. And so I felt like it was very muddled. I felt like the information that I was personally giving from me, I think holding a space for my family and my friends was helpful, but oftentimes I would doubt what I was saying because it was coming from my own human experience. But once you start tapping into your own personal gifts, you really start to work with your craft. Now, again, this could be anything. This could be using cards. This could be, oh, I just feel this notion to tell you this. Or, oh, I just wrote something down and I feel like it's the best thing in the world. I don't know where it came from, but I wrote it down. Or, oh, look at this piece of art. I just created this. And when I did it, I zoned out and I felt like this deep connection with God. So all these different ways, or even like plants and animals, like this healing source. And so what's happening is, as you work with your own intuitive gift, it will progress and you will continue to feel more and more connected to this God source, to this higher power, to this consciousness, to all of collectiveness, to the universe, all whatever you would like to call it. You will begin to recognize, oh, this is where I feel very drawn, or, oh, maybe I'm drawn into aliens, maybe I'm drawn into angels, maybe I'm drawn into connecting with loved ones, maybe I'm drawn into helping the trees, maybe I feel like I want to become a nurse and connect with the elderly or with the children. And so you begin to use this intuitive notion, and you begin to really mainstream it into what it is that you want to project out into this world. And that word project, I don't really like that because it feels like we're like spewing something, right? But it's more about like we are internally recognizing, and then we're offering out into the world. Maybe that's a better way of explaining it, depending on the context with it, but we're offering our gifts out. And so to get a little better with your gift that you're interested in. And if you're not quite sure, one of the courses that I have is called Spiritual 101. You can start there to really tapping into the types of gifts that you are drawn into. You can learn more over on my website, tabithastitt.com. Another thing is where I started. I received messages from psychic mediums, so you can always get a reading, but it doesn't have to necessarily be from me. If you don't feel drawn to that, that's okay. I mean, I have gotten so many healing, eye-opening, life transformative readings in my life time and time and time again. It is beyond even a counseling session, which I've had as well. It's good to have talk therapy. It's good to have cognitive therapy. It's good to speak with all these different people. So that's why, as a self-help psychic, I offer all this information out as a form of guidance for you, because what works for you or for me might not work for each other or for someone else. And so you can be asked to be guided, but really the guidance is already coming to you. Already. So you're already being drawn. These ideas are coming to you. Oh, maybe I can set up a therapy session. Maybe I could talk to a medium. Maybe I could talk to a nurse. Maybe I could start to draw. Maybe I could start to write. Maybe I could start to use my voice more. Maybe I could join a club or a membership or a circle of some sort, which we also have a circle as well. But the more that you practice and pay attention, the more that it will unfold for you is the main message here. Because really, it's all going to unfold differently for each individual person. But essentially, at the end of the day, you are a conduit. You are a instrument to offer this healing in whatever way comes through for you, using your gifts, your strengths, your passions, your potential, your experiences, your struggles, your challenges. All of this is blended together. This is your magic. This is how you use your gifts, is by first recognizing that you have this curiosity. You have it. It is there already for you. This is your soul talking to you. Perhaps you're going through something extremely heart aching, breaking, and it is showing up in a way that it is urging you to also have this curiosity, or you're like, F this, I'm getting out of here, I'm getting out of this situation. Or perhaps someone in your life is passing away and there's just immense heartache there, and so you want to find another way where you can be a healer, where you can express yourself. All of these notions, all of these feelings, these intuitive guidances, these downloads, these ideas, these curiosities, they're all coming from your soul, your angels, your spirit guides, your higher self, your consciousness, God. That's where it's streaming from. When you start to feel this curiosity, that is your key to follow that curiosity and to go after it. And there's no one right answer, because the one thing that I have noticed from God is that I am provided with options, because we have free will as a human being. You have the option to go whichever direction you want to go. And so oftentimes we get caught up on, well, I don't know if that's the best way, or should I go this way, or should I go that way? If I do this, then blah, blah, blah. And we get caught up in this circle, and then we don't take action. You're not going to learn unless you just take that action and you just learn from that experience. You discover more about yourself. You discover whether you liked it or not. And perhaps you might think, oh, that was wasted time, or, oh, I hated doing that. Well, now you know, oh, okay, well, I can eliminate that. I can scratch that off. Or the opposite, you think, oh my God, I loved doing that. I want to learn more. But if you don't take any action, you're just going to be fumbling around in your own mind thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess I'll just sit here and then, you know, that's it. And okay, well, I don't know if I know or if I don't know. And then it's just like a vicious cycle. So I do encourage you, and I invite you to take an action forward using your curiosity with the things that you're passionate about or things that of interest to you. And the outlet to which that comes forth is, it could be a course, it could be a class, it could be a circle, it could be a meeting with someone, it could be I'm going to take a walk out to the park and see what I discover, it could be writing your goals down. But it is a It's a form of energy that is being projected or offered out, and then you're going to discover more, and then the next step will be revealed to you at the right time, because that curiosity will start to come in again. So begin to honor this intuitive side of you. You know that it is there. It is asking you to pay attention. And do know that you already are using it, but you can hone in on it even more than what you already are. You can really utilize it, and you can create a whole life that you absolutely love and adore, and can quite frankly create a business from it if you feel drawn to that. If not, that's okay too. But you can create an entire life based off of the things that just naturally come to you. And that's what life to me is all about, is using your natural gifts. We don't have to be stuck in a situation or a job or a position or a place or in a relationship that we despise if it's not making you feel heightened or energized, or it's not giving you some sort of learning lesson that you then utilize, and instead it's doing the opposite, where it's constantly bringing you down, it's depleting your energy, it's consistently putting you down, it's demeaning you. That is your soul asking you to recognize the difference there and to move forward with that, to trust in yourself, trust in your gifts, because you are a light here that is supposed to be shining outwardly in the way that you feel is best. To be yourself, to express yourself, to help yourself, and thus, in doing so, you will automatically, directly and indirectly, be helping others and the world and those things that you love the most. If this was helpful for you, if you enjoyed this, please let me know. Please rate this, review it, tell me how much you enjoyed this, because it really, really helps me with what I do to see and to sense what I am doing is actually helping. It gives me the energy in return. And in doing so, I will use that energy to keep putting out into the world these messages that are meant for you and always for the highest good. Thank you so much for listening, and so it is.